With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hey, g'day, boys. How are ya?
Right. Now, just set us straight on this. You're the bloke that let the pig loose. Is that right?
Yep, with a couple other mates, but I won't release those names. It was probably 28 years ago.
So where did the idea come from?
Why did you do that?
All right. I'm going to let it out of the bag, but a lot of people who are in the inner circle know it was basically a dare with the ex-footballers of Simon Minton-Connell, Luke O'Sullivan, Dix Kernahan, David Kernahan. It was when the old days in East Melbourne, we went out for a drink, and basically the boy said, "What's the funniest thing you've seen on a sporting field?" And it was after the Gadding incident where they let out a pig.
Yep.
And they go, "Come on, you're part of the St Kilda animal enclosure. Why don't you do something?" So the first year we let out some mice at the Adelaide Casino, and that was unbelievable. And then the following year it was going to be the pig. So what? we ring up the boys on the Friday night and basically said, "We're in Sydney. Have you got the pig?" "Nah, you're on your own." So where do we go from there? We go look in the yellow pages and we find a piggery in Bankstown, New South Wales. So we ring the bloke up and he said, "We need a pig for a school fete, Tempe High School. What one do you want?" I said, "We want a little one, but not a baby. We want one big enough that won't be so ruckus." So he goes, "All right, come down here at 11 o'clock on Sunday and come and pick up the pig." So we're staying in Bondi, New South Wales. We hired a car and we go all the way down to Bankstown to get the pig. We go down to this joint, was a shack. And this guy who looked like Uncle Elmer appears and he takes us out the back. And there were that many pigs that he gave us one. We brought it back to Bondi. Back then we didn't, we brought it into the backyard and basically we're thinking, what should we write on the back? And in the end, we decided we were going St Kilda, Sydney, and then we wrote Plugger. So we get to the we drive it to the ground.
How do you get it in the joint?
I'll tell you, so we've got one of those $3 bags.
Calico like bag?
Yep. And basically, we walk across from the players' entrance or the players' car park, and we meet Craig Nettlebeck. Craig Nettlebeck is pissing himself laughing. Yes. And he sees me with the bag, and basically we try to get in the door where the players are. The door was locked. So he goes, "Mate, you're on your own." I've got another three blokes trying to get in from the normal entrance. So I said, "How am I going to do this?" So I go to the media entrance. I showed the bloke my pass. The old bloke's reading the newspaper. He couldn't care less what was going on. He looked at my pass. He goes, "Mate, that's a player's pass." I said, "Listen, I've just travelled to Sydney by bus for Monash University to report on the game." And he lets me in. In the first quarter, about the 7th or 8th minute mark, we let the pig over the fence. You hear this kid behind us go, "Daddy, Daddy, there's a dog on the field." "No, son, it's a pig. Those boys put it out." Pickers, we've been to the footy for the whole game. We're moving from seat to seat, crying with laughter. We've got away with probably the greatest or funniest football event that you've ever seen. After the game, we go into the social club. Peter Hudson, who's related to Simon Minton-Connell, spots
me. That's right, yep.
He goes, "Tell me yes or no that you're involved in it." I said, "Peter, of course I have. I'm involved." Next minute, he goes, "We're going to introduce you to the AFL Commissioner, Graham Johns."
And some names have been dropped.
Oh, is there ever?
And Graham, I said, "Pete, I'm out of here. We've got away with murder." And he goes, "Trust me, I'm behind you. Relax." So he introduces us to Graham Johnson and he goes, "These are the boys that let the pig out. Fellas, whatever you want to eat and drink, It's on the AFL. You've just created history. I've got cousins in America rang me up the next day and go, lunatic, was it you? And I said, of course it was. And then now you're going to ask what happened to the pig? The rumours are that Steve Weiser bought it from a corporate box, donated the pig and money to charity.
There you go. Wow.
Well, I missed most of that story. Couldn't just start. No, listen, are you saying that there's some big names?
He's dropping some names.
The AFL Commission gave you free food and drink for letting a pig out. That's an untold story. Peter Hudson celebrated the
Sticks
moment.
Sticks was involved.
Introduced to the AFL. And Stephen Buddy Kernahan, Sticks, and his brother David have been implicated as that they're back at the pub 18 months earlier.
But I'm not hiding it. About hiding from it. It's like it's the honest truth, and they all know they're involved. Dale Lewis is another one.
He's taking the whole team down.
It's like, all right, let's be honest. St Kilda have always done the wrong thing by the players and all that. I'm giving you, Hutchie, a thing that you should try and organise, and I'd rather see whoever came, I met Plug alive anywhere, to give it to the players when they had that one cent for the dollar, whatever, when St Kilda went backwards. Whoever you organise, I'd rather donate the money to the blokes that have missed out. And I reckon it would be probably one of the biggest sporting events. I've Pickers will tell you, I used to have a chauffeur drive business. I've had Plugger in the car.
What? Did you tell him when he's in the car?
T. Lockett.
Yeah, when Plugger was in your car, did you tell him you're responsible for one of the most infamous moments of his career?
He just knows me as a mad St Kilda supporter.
He doesn't know you were the releaser of the pig.
Probably he does now, but it was no offence to him. He's my favourite all-time footballer.
Well, that's I think. By the way, these names are claims, untested claims. But we take your story and. On face value. Bother, thanks for calling in, albeit during the quiz. Well done.
No worries. You have a bet today in the last. The favourite will be a shoo-in.
Worsfold.
Yes, correct.
My man actually likes the six. Monarch of Egypt.
Was he involved as well?
Who?
Worsfold. AFL Hall of Fame. Everyone involved in this. Let me get those names right. Nettlebeck, the Kernahans.
Dale Lewis. Graham Johns.
Peter Hudson.
Peter will be listening. Pete listens every week.
He listens every week on the way to golf. If you're listening, Pete, give us a ring.
You're taking off by now.
1-300-23-55-40. I'd be on about the 7th or 8th hole. Yeah, he listens to the first hour normally.
Yeah.
1-300-23-55-48. Wow. Didn't some names get levelled there as being involved? That's one of football's most famous moments. And out of nowhere, we've been given a list of names. This is unbelievable. Right around Australia, more after this. This is Off the Bench.